Section 2. Practice 1. Talk 1.
Welcome to the Taipei 101 building. At 509 metres, it is the tallest building in Taiwan and also one of the tallest in the world. Construction of this skyscraper took 5 years, beginning in 1999. It was completed in 2004. The structure's 101 above-ground stories are occupied by stores, offices and restaurants, including a shopping mall that takes up 6 floors. In addition, there are 5 stories below the ground. In a minute, we will use the elevators to travel to an observation deck near the top of the building. These are the fastest in the world.
Talk 2.
Washington, D.C. is a city of monuments. In fact, they are among the most popular tourist attractions in the city. We will be visiting several of them on our bus tour today, and we will go inside one of the most famous of them all, the Washington Monument. It is the tallest structure in the city, but by no means the oldest. That honor goes to the Stone House in the Georgetown neighborhood, which we will also visit. We have lovely sunny weather for our tour today. As we ride by the river, we may see crowds of office workers as they enjoy their lunch outside. The park by the river is a popular lunchtime spot on nice days such as this.
Talk 3.
Welcome to Central Park, one of New York City's most famous landmarks. Central Park covers an area of 843 acres in the middle of Manhattan. Aside from being an area of natural beauty, the park offers many recreation opportunities for local residents and visitors alike. You will find several lakes and ponds in the park. Additionally, there are 2 skating rinks for wintertime skating. During the summer months of July and August, one of these is converted into a swimming pool. A large reservoir covers 106 acres near the middle of the park. In the early mornings especially, you will find large numbers of runners on the path that encircles the reservoir. It certainly is a scenic place to get your daily exercise. Additionally, the 6 miles of roads throughout the park are enjoyed by walkers, joggers, cyclists, and horseback riders. They are particularly crowded on weekends when automobile traffic is prohibited.
Talk 4.
Good morning and thank you for coming out today to tour Green Acres, the city's newest residential community. Green Acres includes a mix of apartments and single-family homes and was built for the families of the 21st century. Although quite large, the community took just over 2 years to complete. Work on the first building began in early 2010. And the last nail was driven well before the end of 2012. You'll see on this map here that the hub of the community is this large shopping complex, containing a variety of stores, as well as banks, a post office, and other services. Just over here, almost right next to the complex, are the apartment buildings. So shopping and errands are quite convenient for the residents living there. Down here is the Community Centre building, which has a variety of programs for both adults and children. There are different kinds of classes, organised trips, and even an indoor tennis court. The Community Centre has a particularly good sports program for children, and on most days, you can see a kids' soccer game going on in the field just in back of the centre. Okay, I think that's enough of an introduction. Let's begin our tour.
Talk 5.
Welcome to Grover Mansion. Let me give you a bit of information before we begin our tour. Now, it may be hard to imagine when you look at the building today, but in fact, its original purpose was not a residence. The building was originally constructed to house a small clothing factory. And that continued to be its purpose for about 50 years, until it was bought by the Grover family in 1910 and converted into a family home. We'll begin our tour in the basement. Don't expect to see a furnace or storage space, such as you would find in a modern house. Instead, that part of the house contains the kitchen, which is how most houses were designed at that time. From there, we'll continue to the ground floor. Of particular interest there is the back porch, a large and spacious area which is now furnished with chairs and coffee tables, but which the Grover family usually used as a sleeping place on hot summer evenings.